I'm Anderson Cooper. Welcome to the podcast, President Obama, Politics, and the Big Problem on the Border. Let's get started. Tonight in Austin, Texas, after an airport meeting that almost did not happen because of politics, the president met with Texas Governor Rick Perry. He called the meeting constructive, says he's interested in solving the problems, not in photo ops. He expressed plenty of frustration, however, at the politics surrounding this and lawmakers who he believes, fairly or not, had been putting politics first. He also had a clear warning for anyone thinking of sending their kids north.
While we intend to do the right thing by these children, their parents need to know that this is an incredibly dangerous situation, and it is unlikely that their children will be able to stay. And I've asked parents across Central America not to put their children in harm's way in this fashion. Now, right now, there are more Border Patrol agents and surveillance resources on the ground than at any time in our history. And we deport almost 400,000 migrants each year. But as soon as it became clear that this year's migration to the border was different than in past years, I directed FEMA to coordinate our response at the border. Members of my cabinet and my staff have made multiple trips to facilities there. And we're also addressing the root of the problem. I sent Vice President Biden and Secretary Kerry and Secretary Johnson to meet with Central American leaders, as well as working with our international partners to go after smugglers who are putting their kids' lives at risk. The challenge is Congress prepared to act to put the resources in place to get this done? Another way of putting it, and I said this directly to the governor, is, are folks more interested in politics or are they more interested in solving the problem? If they're interested in solving the problem, then this can be solved. If the preference is for politics, then it won't be solved.
Well, that's not all he said, nor all that's been said about what he said. Covering it all for us tonight, Michelle Kaczynski at the White House and Chief Congressional Correspondent Dana Bash. So, Michelle, the president had some pretty strong words. We just heard some of them for Congress, specifically House Republicans.
Right. He also said it's time for them to rediscover negotiation and compromise. And it's not really compromising when you won't give on certain topics. And the president even threw out there a compromise of his own. He said that Governor Rick Perry and others are asking for National Guard troops immediately to be stationed at the border and help in the process of helping these children. And the president hasn't done that yet, but he said, okay, well, I could do that if you guys will agree to pass this supplemental request for nearly $4 billion, Anderson.
It's interesting, though. I mean, the president talked about a lot of his officials visiting the border many times. The president himself not visiting the border, that's drawn a lot of attention. Many in his own party were calling for him to go down there. He was asked about it during the press conference. I want to play his response.
This isn't theater. This is a problem. I'm not interested in photo ops. I'm interested in solving a problem.
I mean, you could say, though, it's not just a photo op, that they could have made a strong statement on the
right.
border.
Yeah, this has been a weird situation from almost whatever angle you look at it, and it's almost gotten to the point that now you think, well, if the president does go down to the border after all this daily pressure from Republicans and even some Democrats, then it looks like he's just bowing to the pressure. It might also be, according to some analysts, that maybe he doesn't want this to look like as big a problem it is. But if he calls that a photo op in theater, well, when he goes to visit victims of a tornado or a mudslide, is he saying that that's just a photo op and just theater? So the White House is aware that it doesn't look good, even to many Democrats. But are they going to go down there? We don't know at this point.
Dana, to the point of immigration reform and the supplemental bill, which the president was pushing today, partisan politics are a very real issue, obviously, in Washington. The president addressed that as well today. I want to play that.
I think it's fair to say that these days in Washington, everybody's always concerned about everything falling victim to partisan politics. You know, if I sponsored a bill declaring apple pie American, it might fall victim to partisan politics. I get that.